It's Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. We're going to take you in order, get to everybody. We're going to start with Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, just a whole plethora of manure we have to shovel the Republican Party has tried to shovel at us. I mean, they claim that they're not trying to decrease, that they're trying to clean up elections. Well, there's virtually no election fraud, voter fraud in this country. You know, to commit voter fraud, you're risking a whole hell of a lot if you get caught committing voter fraud. Yet they have no trouble with the election, institutionalizing this election fraud that they try to pull off, knocking people off the voter rolls, and you don't even know if you're going to get knocked off the voter rolls, shortened times for you to register to vote, the more information you have to provide to register to vote, probably using Social Security numbers illegally as part of this voter ID program that they have in Texas that, when you have security questions, when you put in your password on various sites, that half the time I don't remember, did I capitalize those letters or not? I mean, I think you have so many numbers flying at you these days, and that the point is that we want to get what should be happening is they should want as many people registered to vote or as eligible to vote, encourage the franchise to everybody who should be voting. I mean, you want a well-educated citizenry. I mean, and that's, they do not want to have a well-educated citizenry. I mean, part of our education system in Wisconsin says in our Constitution or in our law that the purpose of our education system is to produce educated citizens, not little cogs for their machine, that they can grind down and step on when you get out of line, that an educated citizenry, so we can participate in our democracy. And they want to talk about, this is not really democracy, it's a republic. Well, no, it's a democratic republic. Has become more democratic over the decades since the signing of the Constitution. That there's warnings in, and they're concerned about what we get educated about. They're like, we don't want to learn about critical race theory. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean we don't want to discuss what is in the Constitutional Convention notes by Madison, where the governor, I think it was of Pennsylvania, was talking about at the time, he was part of the Constitutional Committee. He says that why should we be tearing people from their homeland in Africa, dragging them away from their loved ones in Africa to enslave them in the United States, and talking about at that point in time in 1787 about how that degraded democracy. But there's people on the other side of the argument too. Is that part of what they want to ban in our education system?
Right. No, you're raising a lot of good points.
I don't understand.
Critical race theory, you're raising some very good points about critical race theory, and you're raising some very, very good points about voter suppression. The few instances of voter suppression that have been found frequently are people that own two homes. They'll own a home in northern Wisconsin, vacation home, and a home in Chicago. They vote in both places. That's a felony. That does happen. They're usually Republicans. Sometimes a woman lives with her mom. The mom passes away a week before the election. The ballot has come. The daughter fills it out the way she knew the mother would. That's a felony, too. They deal with it. That's what we're talking about. A handful of this stuff has nothing to do with the elections and how it's determined. Listen, thanks an awful lot, Mark. Thanks for calling in. We're going back to the lines. Matt of Johnson Creek, my friend. What's on your mind today, Matt?
Good morning, Matt. So one of the things that drives me nuts about, putting people back to work is the giant roadblock that is childcare and how vehemently the Republicans are against childcare. You want mothers to go back to work so you can increase the bottom line and get workers back in there. Then we need universal pre-K. We need to pay for childcare because it's so expensive now. It's almost people stay home because any job you get is just a direct funnel into that daycare. You make money just to spend it on daycare, and you're no better off. You're better off not working. So that's my only point. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, no, that's a very profound point. Let me just emphasize that to everybody. Daycare is so expensive because you want good daycare. You don't want those kids subject to risk at the daycare. I do know some couples where the woman will say, well, the amount I would make would just about cover my daycare. So why don't I stay home? Why don't I stay home? Because I'm going to be a better mom than they are at the daycare. And there are a lot of people that don't have that luxury. There are a lot of single moms with kids. Now, so what do? Do you say, okay, well, you got to work. Well, now, wait a minute. Okay, you work. Do you really want them in daycare? They claim they don't want them in daycare. That'd be nice to have them stay at home. Okay, but what are you going to do about this? If you want people to work and the mom is willing to put them in daycare, she can't afford it. It's very expensive. It can be thousands of dollars a month. It really can, a good daycare. And so what are you going to do about that? Well, no, we don't want universal pre-K. Really, you don't. Pardon me. You don't want universal pre-K. Is that right? Yeah, and you don't want the child tax credit. You don't want anything. What do you want to do? There was a very sad case where a woman was so desperate, she needed a job, and she had a child, and she put him in the car while she worked all day for 8 hours. And I think put him in the trunk. And they found out, and they arrested her, obviously, for abuse. The kid turned out to be okay. That's disgusting. That's the result of Republican policies. You don't want that anymore. That's sadism. That's what it is. I use that term a couple of times. I'm going to use it again. To force a mother to work, or if she doesn't work, she gets no income, and she has kids, and she can't leave them home. You can't leave a two-year-old at home or a three-year-old. You shouldn't leave anybody at home till they're basically a teenager. And what are you going to do? The humane thing would be at least to make benefits available to them in unemployment comp, food stamps, and Medicaid. We already have that. The Republicans are trying to cut that to injure people who don't have money and they don't have any power in society. To do what? To save a few bucks? You're not saving any bucks. People are going to get evicted. They're going to end up having to get housing at government expense to get actual welfare. The whole idea behind unemployment comp and food stamps and Medicaid is they don't need other kind of just broad welfare payments. That is what the deal is. So, no, you're absolutely right, Matt. Thank you for calling in. It comes down to child care, and these people are doing everything they can to stop it. A lot of the Republicans don't want universal pre-K. Ron Johnson doesn't want universal pre-K. He'll vote against it. Why shouldn't four-year-olds have a place to go, like a kindergarten, basically socialize them, get them, you know, get them to talk to kids their own age, get them integrated into society? Why shouldn't you do that? Why shouldn't you do that? It's terrific. It's education. They got rid of Head Start. They got rid of Head Start. Head Start was a very, very influential and useful program. They don't want the child tax credit. People have to, and they say, well, they were wasting the money and spending the casinos on booze. That is false. They've said that about any kind of government subsidy for the beginning of time. People are using it to buy diapers, formula. They were using it to pay rent. They're using it to buy food. They say, well, why should they be able to buy food when they can get food stamps? Okay, but then you want to cut food stamps. This is a shell game. This is funny money. They're doing everything they can to frankly injure poor people. And they get off on it somehow. I don't know how they get off on something like that. Where's their basic sense of morality? And they've already given plenty of tax cuts to their constituents, their donors. I'm getting kind of carried away on this. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.